Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's move faster calls out of Dr. Doug Rocky joining us. Bruce in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, my friend.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good. I have some almost live intel for you from Ukraine. In Lviv, in the west, my foreman here at work, his sister is there. The police there have sided with the people. The military that's present in the city have sided with the people. The government officials in the region have all actually resigned, and things are pretty, well, as normal as they can be.
Exactly, because the West is more with Europe. That's the slogan of the group, is we are with the West. And then the East is more with Russia, so the country might split in two.
Move over to Kharkov in the East, and unfortunately there the police have now sided with the military. They are present on the streets. The phones aren't working, and the Internet is very dicey. And then we move down to the center in Kirovograd. The police there have sided with the people, apparently. The military are in the streets, and it's like a ghost town. No one is moving. None of the shops are open.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you believe this is a legitimate movement? And from what you're saying, you believe the majority of people in Ukraine are for this?
Well, I think that the key to the whole thing, you know, I mean, I understand the whole Soros thing and all of that stuff, but I think that the people in general are really, really...
No, I get it, but then they hijack it and then put their people in.
Oh, so, no, I hear you. I hear you. I agree. And it's really sad. Then if you move to Kyiv, I just finished talking to someone in Kyiv a few moments ago, fortunate, because the phone actually worked, and... you know, all hell is breaking loose there. The banks are shut down. The shops are all closed. People there are just terrified, you know, of what's going on. And it's a war zone far beyond what you actually see, you know. I don't see a lot of good things happening there, you know.
Well, it is a real shame. They're great people, a lot of great art, a lot of interesting literature. A lot of good things come out of the Ukraine. A lot of wheat comes out of the Ukraine. And it's just sad to see ancient Balkanization continuing on. I'm just here to tell you, there's a lot of beefs on both sides, and I know that. The West is in there fomenting this. And that is a crime, to foment inside other people's countries. If somebody was doing that here in the U.S., I'd be upset about it. And I just hope that it all ends up, you know, coming to a head and blowing over quickly. But you're saying, from the people you're talking to, you think the West is definitely already in the hands of the opposition?
Well, it's pretty open. The people that I've talked to are very aware that the Americans are definitely interfering, and they're not real happy about it. So that I find really encouraging. You know, and I do, you know, everyone that I do talk to, and believe me, I know hundreds of people in Ukraine, and I mean all over Ukraine, and every one of them that I get an opportunity to have a few minutes with, I encourage them, you know, listen, pay attention to what's going on, and, you know, watch out for the Americans in the EU, because you don't want to be a part of the EU. You know, they'll bankrupt you. And, you know, you'd be surprised, Alex. Most of them are very aware.
No, I know Ukrainians. I run into them on the street, and I've got a few friends that are Ukrainian, only been here one generation, and they're really cool people. I like them. So I know we have listeners in Ukraine. I don't like having to wait in on one side or the other. I just think it's wrong that the globalists and the EU, that Ukraine didn't vote to go with them, so now they're pulling this. And I'm not saying some of the people don't have real issues. I just, you know, the Ukrainians want to burn down the capital and shoot all the police and set a new government up. That's Declaration of Independence. But the West is doing it from outside. It's not. I appreciate your call, sir. Great points. Mark, Tom, Zach, Jill, and others, your calls are coming up. Dr. Doug Rocky on some of the most important issues we could possibly talk about. Straight ahead, please tell your friends and family to tune in. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Now into the third and final hour, your calls are coming up on a host of issues. And about 35:40 after, we're going to have Dr. Doug Rocky go. Then we appreciate him spending time with us today. He's had more than 40 surgeries just to stay alive. And much of his team has died from cleaning up depleted uranium on the highway of death in Iraq. He wrote the Army's DU handbook. And I don't have time to go over his five-page bio, but Dr. Doug Rocky is a depleted uranium expert. He earned his B.S. in physics following his M.S. and Ph.D. in physics and technology education. His military career has spanned out to five decades to include combat duty during Vietnam War and Gulf War I. Doug served as a member of the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical NBC Teaching Medical Response and Special Operations Team, 3rd U.S. Army Captured Equipment Project Team, and the 3rd U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Assessment Team during Gulf War Operation Desert Storm. He was a U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project Director of the entire program in 94-95. He developed the congressionally mandated education and training materials, wrote the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48, U.S. Army PAM 748, U.S. Army Command task for DU incidents or common task. Doug has taught nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, hazardous materials, and emergency medicine for 20 years to police all over the country and civilians. He has been an advisor, on-screen expert for numerous television documentaries. I just can't even cover it all. Dr. Doug has taught undergraduate and graduate courses in environmental science, environmental engineering, nuclear physics, emergency management, and was a staff physicist at the University of Illinois. And I just can't even go over it before he retired. He serves as the advisor of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. National Academy of Sciences, U.S. Institute of Medicines, U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. Department of Transportation, U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, U.S. Department of U.S. Defense, General Accounting Office, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, British Royal Society, British House of Lords of Commons, United Nations, U.S. President Clinton Presidential Oversight Board. I mean, I can't even do the whole deal. The point is, he is the expert, Dr. DU. And, you know, we'll go to 40 after with him. I know he'd say do the whole hour, but I don't want to sit here and exhaust him because I know he's been in rehab and stuff. That's why I hadn't been able to come on. It took me a month to get him on. I wanted to get him on because when I had a month ago, the sailors from the USS Ronald Reagan, who were out there right off the coast of Fukushima doing disaster relief, and who got sick within days and then now are in wheelchairs, blood coming out their orifices, teeth falling out, kidney failure, all the regular radiation sickness stuff, standard procedure stuff. I thought about Doug Rocky because they didn't even tell them they needed potassium iodate when they were on the ship. Only those that went on shore at the site were given that. Even though they admitted they went through the plume and knew it and radiation detectors were going off. When our reporters were out in California, the San Francisco paper reported, yes, there's 14 times and 10 times and 5 times the regular millisievert level, but we're not going to investigate. It's no big deal. Well, 20 years ago, it would be a big deal. So there's this attitude now, since about 1990, that DU, it doesn't matter. It's not a problem anymore. And you're seeing almost everybody that worked on TEPCO dying now. And then you saw Dr. Doug Rocky and his team and the hell they went through. And then not taking care of the troops once they get sick. That was the sailors we had on. Can't even get medical care when they go into the VA. And they've got catheters in them, you know, 3 years after Fukushima. And it's everything that Dr. Doug broke down. So he is the man to talk about his experience in the Gulf War, what happened. And now, when I used to get Dr. Doug Rocky on 16 years ago, I've been talking to him since about 1998, so I guess 16 years. Since all that's happened, they've gone from letting him sit on the ammo of 50 cal DU and the Sabos and the Abrams, you know, the larger main gun stuff, which radiate your testicles all day long, to letting them shoot it, not even cleaning it properly, into small arms at shooting ranges, into forklift weights, aircraft. I mean, this is a proliferation. They may put it on the back of Wheaties next, saying it's good for you. Doctor, what are we facing here as the expert?
It's just a medical and environmental catastrophe. It's never ended. I mean, when we go back and all the stuff that I learned from as the director of the depleted uranium project and having getting tasked by name to clean up the mess during Desert Storm, well, I got to remember we had a direct order to disregard the health and environmental effects, alter all of our reports to avoid all liability. I mean, the United States is deliberately and willfully, the U.S. military leadership has contaminated air, water, and soil all over the world with uranium munitions. We went in saying, well, we're going into these countries to give them freedom, and all we did is bomb them into oblivion. And what they've done to the U.S. military, all of us that they sent into this fluff, is just catastrophic. I mean, during Operation Desert Storm, which supposedly was 100 hours, was a lot longer than that, really. But we had less than 1,000 actual casualties. That's wounded in action, killed in action, and everything during the war. But now you've got probably 60% of those who participated in Desert Storm trying to get medical care because of all the complex toxic exposures, and DU is just one of them. And then we had Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, which the invasion plans, as you know, we wrote during the 1990s, had nothing to do with 9-1-1, zero, nada, nothing. And now we're looking at 1.5 million casualties out of that. And the backlog in the Veterans Benefit Administration awarding medical care is so broken, it's staggering. And when anybody puts the information in, it disappears. I'll give you an example. In my own medical record from the Danville VA, they submitted over 200 pages to Chicago Regional Office. The letter from Chicago Regional Office says, you don't have any problems, we've only got 6 pages. And I hear that day in and day. I mean, there isn't a single day where I don't have somebody or a spouse or a kid or contact me and say, help, what do we do? How do we get medical care? Going all the way back to the nuclear testing.
Well, as you said, told me 16, 17 years ago on air, they go in with their kidneys failing and they go, here's some Prozac or the new drugs. And then I have these Navy vets on who are having to sue. They won't even give them medical attention because they don't want to admit they've got radiation poisoning.
Well, they can't admit they have any of these toxic exposures. Just for example, right here in Rantoul, Illinois, Chanute Air Force Base, total confirmation that trichloroethane contamination in the Wisconsin aquifer, you've got the documents, you can verify it, exceeds what they know at Camp Lejeune, and everybody in the military, in the VA and DOD, is freaking out about Camp Lejeune and the health effects, but they're disregarding all of these other installations, all these bases are contaminated, because to admit one, they have to admit all, and once they have to admit all, they have to provide medical care to everybody going way back before.
That's right. And by the way, every time you come on, you always send us a bunch of documents. So while you're talking about this, for radio listeners, he's putting it on screen. And by tomorrow, we'll have that video archive from the live feed that's going out now. It'll be on InfoWars.com for everybody. Like the Pentagon's own reports that you cite where they admit DU's killing the troops, but then they still deny it on the news. It's just dastardly.
Yeah, they don't care. I mean, you have to understand, in March of 1991, the Los Alamos Memorandum was issued, and I was handed that by the generals. And it was a direct order to lie in our reports to avoid liability, knowing full well all of the serious health and environmental effects. You can't take radiological materials, chemical and biological materials, distributed all over the world, all over an area, release it, and not expect the health effects, which have been known from day one, and then just say, well, there's no problem. You're all making it up in your imagination. And then what they do, and this is what's horrible, absolutely horrible, is they give them psychotropic drugs and all this other stuff that have no effect there other than dumping them down and make them feel good for a few minutes, but it doesn't solve the problem. I mean, it doesn't solve the problem. All it does is mask it. And the next thing we know is we got suicide upon suicide and kids giving up and families giving up and families in crisis and child and spouse abuse. Oh, my.
Dr. Doug Rocky is our guest. Shifting gears then to what you were wanting to talk about and what I wanted to get you on about, Fukushima and the same story, oh, it's not a big deal, and then not even helping the people that were on the ships or on the ground who are all getting incredibly sick on record.
Yeah, the Fukushima thing, when that first started, when that happened, I was in the War Injuries Clinic, number one clinic for health effects on my and my team, in Washington, D.C., with the number one doctors at U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And they're sitting there looking. It's all here. It's all here. Everything you said is all here. Wait a minute. You're teaching us, and we're supposed to be taking care of you. So when this was all happening there, I'm standing there. I say, we need to take care of these people immediately. We need to provide them the mandatory radiobioassays and look at this stuff for which we have the document. Here's the orders. Who wrote them? They look at you. Yeah, Doug, you did, didn't you? Yeah, I go, yeah, how about that? Why aren't you taking care of those people? Now, as you mentioned, they talked about potassium iodide. That's irrelevant. The only thing that does is it locks the absorption of iodine-131, the radioactive iodide, into the body. Okay?
Exactly. That's not good when you're right up against the actual hot radiation like in Fukushima.
But the radiation is still zapped your butt and it's still in the body. So just because the thyroid doesn't absorb that one, it's already in the body, it's already there, so the damage is done. It's sort of like you turn the light on. Once the light comes off, you turn the light on, your body is hurt. But then you have all the incredible particulates and contamination. So when all that happened, I literally contacted the Navy, the Ronald Reagan, because I got their emails and everything, said, this is what you need to do. Here are the regulations mandated for training, mandated for environmental remediation, mandated for decontamination.
And it's a nuclear-powered carrier, so they should know to follow their own rules.
Correct. I've crawled all over that carrier. I mean, personally, I've crawled all over that carrier. I mean, I've been, you know, I haven't been down in the reactor department, but I've been all over it. And the thing is, yes, a warrant of all things. So all this contamination was brought in. So they were less than a mile offshore at the reactor. All the stuff came in. Now, all the people are sick. Now, the medical care should be provided, and it should have been done day one, but they didn't do it because they can't acknowledge it. Now, the question that's come up, and the latest information I got from some of the sailors that have called here and the parents that have called here, is the question is whether or not the Ronald Reagan needs to be. Now, what we learned from the research I did in both in Iraq, so Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, but more important, at the Nevada test site, Mercury, Nevada, for the Department of Energy, Department of Defense, Geiger counters don't work. And you can take all day long, and you're not going to find the contamination because of the way it works. And that's why so many people are sick. So when you look at the health effects on all of us and everybody else and all the Iraqis and everybody else have been contaminated, the guys in Somalia, the Balkans, all over the place, Vieques, Puerto Rico, Hawaii is a nightmare on the main island of Hawaii and Oahu from DU. And you see the health effects are absolutely what's listed in the official VA document.
So what should happen to the Ronald Reagan?
Pardon?
Well, what should happen to the Ronald Reagan then?
Well, the Ronald Reagan, what should have happened right off the bat is the ship should have been pulled and decontaminated if they could even do it. The other thing, too, is they got to get bioassays of medical care based on the signs and symptoms all the soldiers or sailors are having.
Well, this is the big issue I want to ask you then, and this is the crux of it. The troops have been treated like worse than birdcage liner for a long time, but undoubtedly the last few decades it's gotten even worse. The attitude with the deadly dust on 9/11 that they knew was deadly and they decided to cover up because they didn't want to admit it was deadly, with the DU, with Fukushima, with things that are in vaccines and things that are in drugs. I mean, even in the 60s, if a drug was hurting people, they would recall it. I've read it. I've studied it. They weren't perfect then, but there were a lot of recalls. Now they'll recall something if it's petty and doesn't matter, but if it's really big, they'll just ignore it and keep going ahead with it. So what I'm asking you is, what is the cultural change, or has it always been there, to absolutely not care about human life and just contaminate everything, and is it getting worse?
It's greed. I mean, it's greed and money and control and power. I mean, look at everything that's happened throughout the Middle East and now into the Soviet Union and Ukraine. All of this is about control of resources, control of terrain, control of pipeline things to get it over. Who's going to control what? I mean, we're looking at all the stuff in Syria. That's all about the pipeline coming out of Iraq and everything in Iran across in through Syria out to the coast. And they've got to get that also so Assad doesn't want to go along with the same thing of what happened in Afghanistan, what's happened in Iraq. We're seeing it happen in Ukraine. So you've got all the powers that be that want to control everything, but they disregard the health and environmental effects of their military operations. It's sort of like, I mean, with the U.S. military, how many nations have we attacked and invaded now since I joined the military in 67? How many countries have we destroyed? How much have we contaminated? How many people have got sick and died? Not from the actual combat operations, from the toxic exposures. It's in the millions in the U.S. military. And now you've got all of the health effects on the civilians. It's sort of like, right here in Chinook Air Force Base, Rantoul, Illinois, the trichloroethylene is off base into the water supplies. The houses where we know the contamination is based, and you got the report, you got the map showing it. They took the people off the map so they don't show up in any map, anything. You won't find it unless you go look for the house, and then they disavow any contamination in the water supply, even though it's on their own report that confirms it. It's staggering. And then anybody that tries to speak up, like the reporters or myself or anybody, boy, watch out. You're not going to be able to buy groceries in town.
We're going to put that map up. We have it on screen of the contamination there. Just an example of this attitude. And now under Homeland Security rules, they want to make it illegal to expose toxic waste dumping if it's done by a, quote, infrastructure-protected corporation or government group. And I don't get where all these elites think their kids are going to grow up when they could care less about the world. I mean, I think you're right. I think it's a greed-based, decadent disconnect by the ruling class worldwide, kind of like the Soviets would throw nuclear reactors in a lake, you know, too lazy to even bury it, or TEPCO would just have bulldozers lightly bury fuel rods that were ejected 2 miles into farmers' fields. It just seems like an absolute total laziness. I mean, if I got a fuel rod, I would be put in prison as a terrorist. Or if they caught me burying a fuel rod on my property, I'd get 100 years in jail under laws. But when government or corporations do it, it's just like, ah, so what? What is going on here?
I wish I had the answer. I mean, it's a cover-up and a disregard because I think all these people that made the decisions are gone, all right, that caused this stuff, and some that are still making decisions are in power. But what they have to do is disavow any connection because then they have to admit they messed up and now in Washington, okay, anybody that's blowing the whistle up there on all the nuclear studies and nuclear waste and the tanks that are leaking up there, you know, in western Washington, the message got the other day is the, just like on me, the retaliation and, you know, destroy the whistleblower. And we're not really whistleblowers. We're telling the truth to ensure medical care based on their own internal requirements. Now, granted, in depleted uranium, I wrote the regulations. But General Shinseki, who is now the Secretary of the VA, is the guy that ordered me to do it based on the direct input I gave him. He got the documents. And then once he signed the Army regulations, he never enforced them as an Army general. And now, as the Secretary of the VA, disavows any of it there, and his own staff goes around saying, well, there's nobody sick, nobody's sick, unless they know where everybody is.
Well, and of course, this phenomenon that's always been there, but it's getting worse, now leaks into every area with the test scores dropping, the cancer rates going up 3,000% in North America, the breast cancer up even more, the diabetes, the brain disorders, the neurological disorders. I mean, you look at every metric, doctor, and I know you've got multiple degrees and you've seen it from so many angles. What is happening biologically to North Americans? Why are we dying?
Dr. Andres Kornegay-Bas said this at the 1999 Center for Disease Control Conference we had on Gulf War illness. And he said, what you have, and we figured this all out, you have all these complex toxic exposures, low-level exposures continuously because of the lifestyle we selected. People want all these advantages in lifestyle, not realizing that the anthem from the 60s and the 70s when you and I were in college starting it is better living through chemistry is actually slow death through chemistry and biology. You can't contaminate air, water, and soil. You can't put all this stuff in the foods. When you look at the foods that are natural and everything that are well done, they're not there, or you look at the houses where they don't have all the outgassing in them, you don't see all the health problems we have. Alzheimer's is absolutely, I mean, they've even realized it lately. Oh, my God, hey, maybe it's an effect of the chemical and pesticide exposures and all the neurotoxins that we got. And going, that's what happened. And we're going, this is what we told you. This is the.
I was about to say, even Time Magazine admits the chemicals and the fluoride are reducing IQ. And now they're not calling it Alzheimer's when 20-year-olds get it. They're calling it, you know, early onset of degenerative neurological functions. So suddenly 20-year-olds are getting Alzheimer's now, doctor.
Well, see, that's what we saw with Desert Storm Kids. We had a complex toxic exposure, acute exposures, and extraordinarily healthy individuals. All of us were healthy. And then you saw incredible numbers going down with incredible diseases where you saw a 20-year-old with the physiology of a 70-year-old. And you saw all these problems, and it's continued. And now Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom is the same thing. But then what's even worse, it, I mean, just tears me apart, is civilians in these areas where we've totally contaminated have no access to medical. They have no access to clean water. They have no access to clean sanitation. Have no access to good food. And the whole area is just deteriorating. So report after report after report.
Yeah, Fallujah has 14 times to 16 times, depending on the study, higher levels of birth defects. The troops have triple. I know a lot of veterans who are 25, 30 years old, and almost all of them, Hispanic, black, and white, but especially the Hispanic and white guys, all of them, when you look at them, they've got already have gray hair. And it's not just stress, and they've got health problems, and they've got kidney problems. What's going on?
Disavowing the connection between all the toxic exposures and health effects is liability. If we told the American public the truth about the health effects of all of our military operations, whether they're overseas or here at Chinook or in Hawaii, I mean, it all fall apart. It's sort of like, who would want to go to the main island of Hawaii or go on to Oahu when Schofield Barracks and Pukula Train Area are totally contaminated, and the military, as we speak, are blowing up the contamination and spreading it all over? With total carte blanche approval from every organization. We've had Nuclear Regulatory Commission hearings. We've had EPA hearings. We've gone to the State Department of Public Health, both in Illinois and Hawaii. And
Dr. Doug Rocky,
turn a blind eye.
Stay there. I want to hear about how they're blowing it up now, quote, blowing up the contamination on the other side and where you see all this going. I mean, this is madness, folks, and it ties into this mindset of just not caring about anything. And then you've got all the GMO and all the new stuff being developed. I mean, it is just crazy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse99.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse99.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch for free at Reverse99.com. That's Reverse99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to Reverse99.com. Again, that's Reverse99.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio, 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 radio.
Take cell phones. They did studies back in the 80s with the microwave radiation and knew that it would vibrate the DNA strands, breaking them. And, of course, your cells only replicate so many times. Then they start malfunctioning, and you get mutation, you get cancer, to put it in layman's terms, and it increases cancer. And now their medical doctors everywhere are saying they're seeing 10,000, 20,000 times, because before it didn't even exist. So even a slight increase is thousands of percentage points of brain tumors on the very side of the head where people hold their cell phone. And I know this is a fact. I can't get friends or family or anybody to use the, you know, the wire plugged into it. Studies show that reduces it a lot, but still fries whatever's close to it. Because for microwaves, every length of the transmitter, you know, that you're away from it is half a level lower or more than of less radiation than you'd be getting. And it's all different types of radiation. I'm no engineer. I've had engineers on. I've had physicists. I've had nuclear physicist, I've had chemical physicist on, I've broken it down, and they know the cell phones are killing people. They know putting cell phone towers on top of schools are a death sentence. They don't tell you to move into an apartment building that, hey, you don't want to live on the top floor or the top few floors right underneath the cell tower. They don't want to tell you what all this is doing to you, and it's just an attitude of come out with any technology and then just deploy it. and, oh, put a smart meter on your house and let it fry you and spy on you. Dr. Doug Rocky is our guest. Doctor, is there any websites you want to put out for documentation? We've been putting a lot of the U.S. government documents on screen you've been talking about. Or is there anything you'd like to tell people about where they can learn more about what's happening? But in a larger issue, after you talk about that, I want to give you the floor to talk about whatever you think is most important, not just my questions, and to ask you about where you think this is going.
Okay, first off, you're not going to find this on your general website. You're not going to find the information on the Department of Defense or the VA website. They just don't even put it up there. The key, there's two websites that have been absolutely incredible. One is called grassrootspeace.org. Grassroots, G-R-A-S-S-R-O-O-T-S, peace, P-A-C-E.org. And that was the original trap rock that the Quakers, Sonny Miller and Charlie Jenks, put together, and they're maintaining it. The other one where you'll find the government documents, and again, another documentary. I mean, we've done numerous documentaries, but George Riley on the Power Hour, they have a documentary called Beyond Treason, and the beyondtreason.com website has all these regulations, the orders, the directives, the medical corps thing, all this stuff.
Excellent, excellent documentary, and I'm just glad over the years that she's really, with Dave Von Kleist, hammered that. So it's key for folks to check out both those sites. Now, continuing, I just talked about the cell phones, all the different types of radiation. Where do you see all this going?
Well, you have to remember, I mean, during Desert Storm, again, I had the responsibility for putting up the safety for the RF hazards and, you know, beam gun, all this stuff, what we call it, Buck Rogers ray gun. Any RF hazard, anything where you get the dose rate is, and this is the radiation, you got to measure it, you can calculate it. Anything above 10 milliwatts per square centimeter is a total exclusion zone, 100% exclusion zone. 10 milliwatts per square centimeter, that is the total exclusion zone. So if that's a total exclusion zone, you can guarantee that the health effects thing are probably 1/100th or 1/1000th of that when it's up close. So what we do know happened, the way the RF works and everything, is not ionizing, but what it does is it causes the water molecule to vibrate and fracture, and it destroys the water in the cells and everything else, the RNA, DNA, because that's all water. It just destroys it in place. So all of that stuff is known to go on forever and ever and ever. So when you stick that RF waiver up there, or you know, the military comes in, and this freaks me out because they got the new Buck Rogers ray gun that they've deployed all over the United States, they use in Iraq and Afghanistan. And what it is an RF microwave ray gun that's on top of both the Humvee, on top of the buildings and everything. They just beam it at somebody and cook them alive. So it's like taking your body and putting it in a microwave oven and cooking it. So we've got that out there. And we've heard story upon story where people said, yeah, well, all of a sudden I got burned and I got cooked and this beam was at me. Hey, it really is real and it's really happening. You know, so we've got all of this stuff. You've got a total disregard for everything. The incredible contamination that we're seeing from military operations, whether it's research or training back here in the States or at the installations that are totally contaminated, or where we've destroyed the infrastructure of these nations and contaminated with our weapon systems, has left a catastrophe for which there is no medical care and treatment. Like when I was in medical care yesterday at the Danville VA, the agreement was all we can do, Doug, is optimize the remaining function that you have. And we got to optimize the remaining function of all the kids that are coming in here. Well, I've had a full life and a full career, but what do we do with that 22-year-old that has the function of a 70-year-old from the neuromuscular capability, is in pain, has all of these psychological problems, not from a mental illness, but from the fact that they're having a method, ethical and moral breakdown crisis from realizing, wait a minute, we killed and invaded this nation over total lies, and now I'm supposed to believe it and go along with it?
Again, I think it's a basic issue of sanity. And then meanwhile, the elite obsess over carbon taxes on what comes out of coal power plants, water and carbon dioxide. They obsess over how big your house is. They obsess over things like that, but then don't even care about all the real environmental crises that are going on. And it looks like government a lot of times is the biggest polluter because they're exempt. It's just really mind-blowing. Where do you see all this going?
Well, I just hope God can make a change and get people to start changing their actions before God makes the ultimate decision and everything gets wiped out. We're sleeping. seeing the slow wipe out now, as you mentioned, incredible birth defects, incredible learning disabilities, incredible respiratory, high rates of cancers. We didn't see this before. We didn't have this. And now with the better living through chemistry, better living through biology, better living through radiation, all we've done is created a medical disaster for which there is no way out. And we've got to wake up. But anytime I try to get people to wake up, they say, well, you're lying. You didn't tell the truth. You're making this all up. Until like you, what you work with, here's the document, ladies and gentlemen. It's not one that the guys yelling and screaming trying to correct that created. It's the internal document of the government confirming the problems that they disavow exist.
It's so frustrating. And again, it's not like we're like goody two-shoes. I mean, I think of you as a hero, but I don't think of myself. People say, oh, thank you for covering what you're covering. Thank you for not wanting them to completely destroy the planet I live on. I mean, it just seems like there's no common sense. It'd be like if your neighbor's house was on fire and there was high winds and it's going to blow over to your house. Even if my house wasn't going to burn, I'd go call the fire department or throw some water on it. And it's like this attitude now. Well, statistically, I've seen it in the news that brainwaves are lower. People don't help each other as much. People don't render aid. Neighbors will watch their neighbor's house burn and not call the fire department or not call their neighbor to see if they know. It's like a jellyfish spectator thing has come upon us. And I think it's television. Since the advent of television in the 40s, we've seen just absolute degeneration of society. In countries that got it later, like in Africa in the 70s, the same pattern where people just grow up watching this, and it's not real, most of it, and so it distorts reality. You're not down the street talking to your neighbors at the soapbox. You're not involved with the PTA. Plus, the world, doctor, got so complex, I think that it's like the old legend of Atlantis, whether it's true or not, they developed technology so advanced they destroyed themselves.
You know, we've got one of the problems, and as a teacher, and I've taught everything from kindergarten through graduate school now, and I have a lot of fun with the kids. The kids don't read. They don't read books. They don't go to the library. We'll put program after program together at the library, and I'm totally involved in that, running programs. We got snowed out here because of the snow and the ice the last couple of weeks. But it's so bad, so you can't get the kids to come there and read. They don't know their math. They're using their calculator or their computer, so they don't know their basic math facts. They can't do change when you go to the grocery store. They don't know how to multiply or divide. So therefore, when they go to get a job, whether they're a carpenter or a plumber or a car mechanic or an electrical engineer, they can't read, write, or do the math. And when you say, you know, it doesn't cost money to master this stuff. All it takes is time and effort. But somehow we keep throwing more and more dollars at it. Say, well, if we increase the salary of the teacher three times, all of a sudden the kids will start learning. Wait a minute. The salary of the teacher has nothing to do with the performance of the child. That strictly does the child want to read or write or do the effort. Do the parents maintain that they're doing it? And do the parents ensure that the kid behaves themselves when they go in the classroom? And today, at an hour class period in grade school through high school, you're lucky if you get 15 or 20 minutes actual teaching time because you've got to spend so much time on discipline behavior and making up the stuff that they should have learned already because they didn't take the time to do it.
Doctor, thank you so much for your time. It's always good to hear from you. How are you doing medically? I don't even like to talk about yourself, but just describe briefly what happened to you and your team around the DU and your experience. This is an important testimony to have it on record. And any other points you'd like to add?
Well, we all got sick within 24 hours of the initial cleanup, which, again, the military disavows. We weren't there.
And that was the highway of death in Kuwait.
Yeah, we weren't there. But everybody got sick. The respiratory, the rashes all started. We had the first cancers in the team members within 9 months. The first death from lung cancer within 2 years. And it's continued on. The respiratory problems, the rash problems, the neuromuscular problems, spinal cord problems, kidney problems, the eye problems, the hearing problems are just staggering. And when the weather starts changing like this, the pain is just astronomical. I mean, you can't get the pain under control when temperature barometric pressure starts changing. And, I mean, I'm lucky. I got 4 stuff and I have knowledge, but this kid out here that can't get the care or doesn't know what's happened to him or doesn't have the document to shove up the doctor's wazoo can't get the care, and then they get flustered. And I had a spouse contact me right before I came on here. Help, 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 I'm in crisis. you guys called and what I'll work on after we get done.
Simply amazing. And that's what's frustrating when you'll speak out on a subject and everybody calls you and contacts you and you get overwhelmed and then you can't help people as much as you'd like to. And then there's this guilty feeling. Instead of feeling good about trying to do the right thing sometimes, I end up feeling bad because it's like I haven't been able to fix it. Do you ever have that feeling?
Continuously for over 40 years. I mean, you know, I remember during the Vietnam War, I bought all this off, you know, and Christmas Eve of 1970, you know, we were supposed to have all the bombing halls. Well, I'm on a B-52 dropping bombs all over, killing people all over the place on Christmas Eve. I mean, we flew into our bombing point singing Silent Night, put the bombing tape back on, recorded the mission, put Silent Night back on, continued singing Silent Night after we had just killed hundreds of thousands and thousands of Vietnamese on the ground on Christmas morning of 1970, and it's not changed. Of course, as you know in the history books, we didn't bomb on Christmas. We didn't bomb at that time at all. Well, hey, we were there and doing it.
Unbelievable. And it just gets crazier and crazier. And you look at all civilizations, that they always go this way. People become decadent, then they become crazy, then they become completely out of their minds. And it's like the days of Noah with just crazy people running around in all directions. And it's just going to get worse and worse. And I'm not trying to be negative. I just absolutely wish there was some way to reverse this.
We need everybody speaking up, demanding that everybody, all of us that served in the military, get prompt and optimal medical care without any more discussion or debate, without the guy having to prove that he was there or having to prove that he got the injury. They got the medical problem. Everybody even knows there, but now they're demanding these kids somehow prove it themselves, and the kids can't because
yeah, that's the new thing. I saw that in the news where they go, "Give us your medical records of where," and you're like, I don't have records of when I got shot. I was in the back of a Humvee in Afghanistan. What do you mean? Give me proof I got shot in Afghanistan. You're supposed to have that.
Well, one day there was a fire. I mean, we know from Desert Storm, we loaded the medical records at 3rd Medical Command at Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, into the steel conics as shipment back to the States. When Dr. Colonel Andres Carnegie Bath, Colonel Thomas Little, Colonel Dr. Thomas Little, Colonel Ulrich Bauer got there, the conics were empty.
Yeah, and I don't know how they get the other military personnel or contractors to throw away people's medical records. See, everybody's going along with this, or a lot of people are, and folks ought to get, when you screw somebody else, that allows you to get screwed later. And it's not even some thing in the universe, though that operates as well, as you know, Doctor. It's that when you actually, the example is if there's a nice community pool you like, I don't mean to be gross here, and you go and then not just pee in it, but take a dump in it, and everybody else starts doing it, is that going to be a nice pool to be in? No. And I just don't understand how the establishment is absolutely soiling everything. They're just disgusting people, Doctor.
Well, I think so. I've been trying, and all the guys I know on our team have been trying to clean it up for a long time. We're going to continue to try to clean it up despite, you know, ordered retaliations and beatings. I mean, literally, physical and psychological attacks is an ongoing thing. You've seen the evidence of it. You've seen the photographs. So it's not a question that it doesn't happen. It's just, why do they keep getting away with it? Well, the people that allow them to do it are the people in charge, so there's no accountability.
That's right. All right, Dr. Doug Rocky, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for helping everything. We'll send you some more. We got the post-deployment physical assessment form. I'll send that to you. We need to make sure that's put up so everybody in the military, from no matter going back to World War II and beyond, can use that to get medical care.
Yeah, we should. You spend a few minutes explaining what that form is. We'll do an article about it.
Yeah, I sure will.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
He's a really good guy. Amazing story. And there's so many people like that out there, and they tell them they're heroes and tell them they're great, and the media tells you you're great while they're using you, and as soon as they're done, they just throw you out like trash. And everybody serving the system better understand that and better think about that long and hard so they understand what we're facing. You know, documents came out. Doug Rocky sent them to us years ago. He got them from a general. They were leaked. It became national news when it happened that they knew that Agent Orange was going to cause birth defects and kill the people that used it. and that they'd actually in Vietnam added a synthetic neurotoxin to it to get around the Geneva Convention barring nerve gas being used. And that they'd actually added a special thing to Agent Orange over there that had a neurotoxin. It was really a chemical anti-personnel weapon. And that's what people were breathing. And it was not just killing the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, which is bad enough. Our own soldiers were breathing that and had lesions all over their organs, their hearts, you name it. And my uncle, the doctor, you know, said, looking at scans of his heart and stuff before he died, said, oh, we see this a lot with helicopter pilots from Vietnam, an old heart lesion, basically a mini heart attack from Vietnam. And think about it, Monsanto, who owned that, made billions. It was billions of dollars back then spraying it. And it was just a death sentence for everyone. I mean, just absolute death sentence. And undoubtedly contributed to my uncle's early demise and other problems in his family. And it's just an illustration of how this stuff affects everybody. I mean, these companies are evil. Evil.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the Berkey Guy, now comes Survival Cave Food Storage. All natural canned meats with no MSG, fillers, or chemicals, and with up to a 15-year shelf life. On sale this week, 12 14.5-ounce cans of ground beef was $123, now just $113. Or 12 28-ounce cans was $164, now only $154. Free shipping within the U.S. Go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This entire last hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find all their big specials. Non-GMO, great Patriots, best durable food out there. That's what I and my family use. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. And they have great customer service as well. Let's briefly also tell listeners, you can support the broadcast this way, plus get the word out. I came up with a design idea, but one of our great graphics folks put it together, Cade. I think this is the best T-shirt we've ever put out, and the listeners think that too. It's the best selling. Just a week into it, it is the Molon Labe with the Spartan helmet, the crossed M4s behind it, the victory laurels around it. We have an InfoWars version with Molon Labe on the back, InfoWars on the front in Greek, and the number 1776 under it. And then we have the other one that's really the best seller that just says Molon Labe in the Greek on the front with the Spartan helmet. So that's all available at InfoWarsStore.com in the Made in America section, madein1776.com. And it's a great way to meet like-minded people and promote defiance to tyranny and promote the culture of liberty. It's a culture war, as the globalists have said. Zach in Morocco, thanks for holding. I didn't look up and see that you were calling from Morocco, so I apologize I had you hold so long.
Oh, no problem. No problem, Alex. It's been a very powerful broadcast so far. I just I see all this stuff going on in Ukraine, and I can't help but draw the parallel to Libya back in 2011, what occurred with the complete overthrow of that government. I mean, you know, the big story in the news was Benghazi, but truly the big story, I think, is the actual overthrow of that government. There's no raid on the compound if you don't destabilize the country and murder the leader of a sovereign country.
And call the al-Qaeda forces that you've given heavy weapons peaceful demonstrators. And again, it's not that Gaddafi was wonderful, but compared to he'd been peaceful for decades and been working with the West for 8 years, they totally set him up. And it was a criminal action. And now, 3-4 years later, what do we hear about what's happened in Libya? Well, they admit it's a totally hellhole-level place, and they admit it was terrible what happened.
Absolutely. And at the time, like you said, Muammar Gaddafi was not a saint by any means, but he was building up the country and, dealing peacefully with the sub-Saharan Africans, the black population. The black population in Libya today is absolutely being treated like trash. You know, where are the black leaders? Where are all these people coming out against the Obama administration when you see, he was in charge of this operation in Libya that completely destabilized the country? You know, where are the leaders at?
No, I mean, that's what they're doing. And it doesn't mean there aren't beefs on both sides in any of these conflicts. It just means the globalists, the same ones doing this all over the planet, are the ones behind it. And now Benghazi's been fully taken over by al-Qaeda there. A bunch of towns fly al-Qaeda flags over their cities. It is a nightmare scenario. Great points from Morocco out there in the Mediterranean. Let's talk to Tom in New York. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right, brother.
Good. Hey, I got two things I'd like to, if I have time here. I'd like to get your view on, I don't know if you saw the news, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, wants to give prisoners a free college education.
Well, of course. I mean, he's a criminal who wants to violate the Second Amendment and the First Amendment and says good pro-life people should leave the state. Cuomo is a thug pig.
He should be impeached. He's the worst governor. I can't believe that nobody's up in arms about him wanting to take our guns, number one, and number two, giving college educations to criminals.
Well, I mean, look, he is a criminal for working with mayors from Bloomberg's group in a conspiracy to register guns to confiscate them. It is criminal to try to disarm us and overthrow our Bill of Rights. It is criminal to tell people that don't agree with him politically to get out of the state. He is a disgusting gangster thug piece of trash. God bless you, sir. Anything else?
Thank you. No, I had another point, but I'll call back another.
No, I'm going into overdrive. So come back, make your final point, Tom. 5 minutes overdrive. Then Jill, Lee, and Fred. I'm going to go to all of you. Infowars.com/show for the free feed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.